A Sky original. On a black background, there is a close-up of the inner workings of a clock. Timeless Films is written around the rim. And then, as if typed, Mac Animation appears in white against a black, then blue background. The credits appear over the following action. As snow falls, Mila Star's Starcopter, a high-tech, white-with-blue-lights helicopter, makes its way over Transylvania's snow- and ice-encrusted vista towards Dracula's gothic castle. She kicks her way in through a high circular window, dives in. She wears glowing blue goggles and an all-in-one silver suit. Her curly mop of red-gold hair is cut short. A high-tech drone attached to her back gives her the ability of flight. She swoops down, grabs and pulls on a rope that opens a gigantic curtain. Light inches towards immobilized Dracula, previously frozen with his own snowflake weapon.
Wakey, wakey, Count Dracula! It's time to rise and shine!
The light burns his poking out tongue and shocks him back to life. He flaps his giant, slightly ragged bat wings, pulling on his singed tongue. He falls to his butt as he notices Mila, who removes her goggles. Her suit has a stylized S logo on it. A wayward curl falls over her freckled face.
How dare you break into my castle!
Hi, everyone. I'm Max.
Dracula's three inept bats are helping Max record spell experiments.
You've got the camera the wrong way round.
Smallest of all, Batty One falls off the camera.
Not at my tummy.
Max is filmed, falling off his chair. The camera homes in on his bottom and pizza-decorated underpants.
And definitely not at my butt.
Another take.
Today we are experimenting with...
Rotund Batty 2 is rummaging in a bowl.
With this.
Batty 2 bites onto the green bauble Max is holding up.
Magical amulet of Baba Yaga. It bestows magical powers to whoever holds it. I am totally not supposed to have this. I snagged it when she wasn't looking, but...
It's okay. She's a good witch now. We all hang out together. Okay, so there was that time that she did turn us into monsters. And we fought Count Dracula. Don't worry, he's not coming back anytime soon. We trapped him in his castle so he can't escape. And to be honest, it was actually pretty cool being a super strong werewolf. I loved it. But the curse only works when my family is unhappy. And we're all happy again now, apparently.
So, back to the magical amulet. Imagine, if you will.
He holds the amulet up, falls off his chair.
The marriage of magic and science. I can make the world a better place, just like my heroes, the stars.
We'll make the world a better place.
He activates a model of them.
My name is Mila. Mila Star. And we have some tests to do.
She leaps onto his chest and, hanging onto his massive jaws, checks inside his mouth.
Okay, what smells gross?
What are you doing?
Thought so. You've got a cavity. Third molar, top right. I mean left.
I knew it! It's been hurting me for decades!
She backflips off and lands with athletic grace.
When was the last time you flossed?
Dental
hygiene, inadequate.
You dare to insult Count Dracula, the Prince of Darkness! You shall pay dearly for this!
I don't think so, Your Highness.
She kicks his legs from under him, sends him spinning.
Just sit back and relax.
Unfolding crab-like legs, her drone flies into the air. At her command, it soars above Dracula, who menacingly raises his bat wings, ready to attack. He flies at Mila. She gestures cut, and the drone slices through the chain holding up a giant chandelier. It falls, and the great metal prongs trap Dracula inside it. A tooth flies from his mouth. Mila catches it. Dracula changes into his human form.
That one was still okay.
Max's science lab room.
Okay, experiment number one.
He holds up the amulet, sniffs his armpit.
What is that smell? That can't be me. I just showered 3 days ago.
The batties quizzically regard him.
Change of plan. New experiment number one. Magical everlasting deodorant.
He consults a spellbook.
By night, by day, send foul odors away.
He's enveloped in purple noxious fumes. Another spell. A purple octopus tentacle slaps him in the face. In the next spell, a toy band flies erratically around the room.
Yes, yes, yes! No, no, no!
More spells. A rain cloud drenches Max and he's struck by lightning. He and the batties float in the air. Mila presses the top of the small drone. Her parents' image appears.
Mum, Dad, I've caught Dracula.
Of course you have. You are the best daughter in the world, Mila.
You're the very best.
So, what's my next mission?
Capture this witch.
Baba Yaga's image appears.
Experiment number 27. I will transform a bat into a handsome prince. By day, by night, create real life.
Batty 3 is turned into a pharaoh, a camel, a bird, an elephant, then finally, a frog.
Sorry. Oh, a message. School group chat. Someone's hacked my account and uploaded my dance video.
In the video, a comic bunny face filter is applied to his face. Max falls over, face down. Crying with laughter emojis are flooding in.
It's okay. Maybe no one will see it.
Dancing? At school? You've got to stop being such an easy target.
I was practicing.
For what? Dancing with dogs? I can't believe you've embarrassed me like this. How am I supposed to show my face in school tomorrow?
What do you care? I thought you were dropping out of school.
That was supposed to be a secret. And I haven't decided yet.
Well, I think you should. They'd have to invent a whole new alphabet for your grades to get any lower.
Oh, I got a C in her bed!
Sister Faye accidentally throws frog-turned Batty 3 out of the window. He flip-flops onto the path in front of the parents, Frank and Emma.
Guys, I'm sorry to interrupt your argument, but we do have a wedding to go to.
Tell that to Max! He isn't even ready yet!
The wedding is today! I'll be 2 minutes!
Frank's disgruntled.
Remember the time we nearly died fighting that evil vampire?
Yeah.
Sometimes I miss that.
Frank regards the wedding invite.
What is taking them so long?
Batty 1 and 2 fly past, holding Frog Batty.
Don't weddings make you feel romantic?
Not when we're late for them.
Anxious Frank shows Faye his wristwatch. As the Batties swoop past her, Frog Batty's legs get entangled around Faye's face and she spins into her parents' loving embrace.
Oh, don't hug me in public.
Frog Batty changes back into his long, lean self. He woozily flies back into Max's room, knocks portly Batty 2 off the computer, whose head hits the keyboard, activating a sound track. Max struggles to button his overly tight trousers over his pizza-decorated underpants and reels around the room as if dancing. As the Batties enjoy the show, Batty 3 stops rotund Batty 2 eating his popcorn. Outside, Faye's on her mobile. Standing on his bed, a falling shelf hits Max on the head. He falls to the floor. Frank impatiently regards his wristwatch. Emma holds a bouquet of flowers. Rolling across the floor, Max jostles a cupboard. A globe falls off and hits his belly. Batty 2 begs for popcorn. Max backpedals and his head gets stuck in a waste paper bin. He falls into the wardrobe. Batty 2 takes advantage of the other's inattention and scoffs popcorn. Now entangled in an eclectic array of clothes that make him look like a peculiar, boggle-eyed monster, Max bursts out of his wardrobe. Popcorn falls from mesmerised Batty 2's mouth. Max sits defeated in his chair. He knocks over a model space rocket, causing a domino effect. The falling curtain rod knocks books from a shelf. They hit the mechanical arm holding the amulet. It rolls free and gives Max an idea. Purple smoke erupts from Max's bedroom.
Max Wishbone, get into this car right...
Wearing magic logoed golden high tops, gangster rings spelling Max on his fingers, a long flamboyant coat over waistcoat, over shrunken waistline and perfectly fitted trousers, supercool Max swaggers towards the car. He stares audaciously out through gold-tinted aviator sunglasses, his unruly ginger hair slicked back. The Batties are on the back seat, between him and Faye.
Come on, Dad, we're late. What are you waiting for?
Stunned by his son's transformation, Frank starts the car and they swerve erratically away from the curb. Monster Family 2, audio described by Tacey. Frank continues to speedily weave his way through a horrendous traffic jam, causing cars to swerve out of his way. Batty 1 is thrown up against the back windows as the car zips this way and that. Feeling carsick, Batty 3 holds his stomach. Grinning Batty 2 washes him vomit into a paper bag. Frank checks his wristwatch.
I love a wedding, don't you?
Batty 1 hits the windscreen as the car emergency stops at a zebra crossing. The little girl on the crossing waves at the little purple bird bat, who hits the rear window when Frank speeds forth once more.
You hardly say 2 words these days. Are you okay?
Of course. Oh, apart from the fact that I have absolutely no fear.
Why would you say that, sweetheart?
You really don't know, do you?
Faye's dropping out of school.
What? Oh, Max! Faye? I'm not. At least I don't think I am.
You are not quitting school.
Out of the way, I'm driving here.
Faye's applying red lipstick as the car hits a roadworks ramp. It flies into the air, slams down onto the tarmac, and sweeps around the corner. The lipstick line is smeared across Faye's face.
I'm no good at anything. I'm flunking everything, and you know that if you paid any attention to me.
But we do pay attention.
Everyone in my class is good at something. Ashley is a runner. Jenny won Young Journalist of the Year. This is Taylor. She's 16 and she's going to medical school. And do you know why that is?
She's really good at science stuff.
Her parents support her. All of my friends' parents support them.
We do support you.
Oh, really? I was in a play last week and none of you came to see it.
I had a meeting.
Well, you were playing a sheep. Not even the main one.
Frank drives recklessly round a corner.
We're always here, Faye and...
We just don't feel the need to be like those parents who watch their kids' every move. We trust you to make your own decisions.
And there is something you're really good at.
Really? What?
Staring at your phone. Ow! Did you know that smartphones are covered in 18 times more germs than a toilet seat?
Faye wipes her phone over Max's face.
Was this you're sending me home?
Emma laughs at Max's doctored dancing upload.
Just looks so funny. No one laughed at me when I was a werewolf.
He regards Baba's amulet. Frank Handbrake turns into a parking space outside the church.
I told you we'd make it on time.
Come on, Disco King.
She puts Batty's gold crown on Max.
Didn't you used to be a frog?
Previously, frog-turned Batty flies out of the car. Max spies two girls on the pavement staring at a mobile. Batty flies between them, scaring them. Frank regards Max's sad expression.
What's up?
Those are girls from my school.
So? Go and say hi.
I don't want them to see me.
What's the problem? You look great.
I do, don't I?
Magically trimmed down and looking super cool in his flamboyant outfit, Max steps confidently out of the car, impressing the girls from school.
Is that Max? Wow.
He smiles confidently aloof at them, not noticing the tail of his long brown coat is caught in the closing car door. As he steps forwards, it's pulled off his back. He falls flat on his face, cracking his aviators that fall off. Putting on his regular glasses, he pokes himself in the eye. Trying to regain his swagger, he steps forth. The spell wears off. His tummy expands, causing his trouser fly zip to burst open, revealing his pizza-decorated underpants. His trouser button pops off. His trousers fall down. The laughing girls take photos as he leaps around, trying to pull them up.
Shed.
Faye shows Max the girls posting.
Can't you get through one day without embarrassing yourself?
This is bullying. I'm going to talk to their parents and their teachers and their teachers' parents.
Please, let it go, Mum.
But they're making fun of you.
They'll just make it worse.
Still holding his trousers up, despondent Max accompanies his family down the aisle of the otherwise empty of guest church.
Max, it'll be okay.
Emma accidentally knocks Faye with the bouquet of flowers she's holding. Faye sulks.
Oh, you two look so sweet.
This is the happiest day of my life.
Sorry we're late.
No late. Huh? On time you are.
Hey, Faye, put your phone away.
Don't shout, Frank. We're in church.
Ouch. That was my fault.
My wedding, this is. You're now being happy. Pronto.
Yes, I will be turning you into...
The Reverend points to his wrist.
Sorry, Reverend. This isn't the time for cursing. This is the time for loving.
Emma, Frank, you being witnesses. Faye, you'll be taking photos.
Fine.
Baba glares at Max, slaps his cheek.
Max,
please try not to trip over your trousers.
Now, who wants that is getting? We know!
Will you, Renfield, take this woman, Baba Yaga?
Batty 2 plays a triangle. Batty 1 a trumpet. Batty 3 a violin.
To be your wedded wife. To love her, comfort her, honor and keep her.
Faye topples backwards, takes terrible photos.
In sickness and in health.
Faye catches Max falling down the altar steps and the disgruntled reverend's reaction.
Okay, I guess I'm no good at photography either. Wait, what is that?
Mila Starcopter's in the picture.
Until death do you part.
Mila enters the church.
Hi!
Max is still on the floor trying to zip his trousers up.
What is it you are wanting at our wedding?
You.
A giant ring-shaped drone with five tiny drones attached flies in behind her.
I think you are not knowing what it is you are facing.
Her hand goes to where her amulet should be. The empty claw fastening points at Max, still wriggling on his back.
I know I've got it. Right here.
Mila and drone confidently advance.
Somewhere.
He finds it, holds it up, it slips from his fingers and rolls under the empty pews. Mila strides nearer the wedding party. Max crawls on all fours after the amulet. With a black-gloved finger, Mila presses a command button on her wrist bracelet. She gestures the large drone forwards. The terrified revenant runs away. The drone hovers above Baba. Max gleefully pounces on the amulet and then knocks his head as he tries to get up and woozily collapses to the floor.
Leave Baba alone!
He stands, his back to Mila.
Cool trousers. Do they make them in your size?
Who are you, any?
He turns.
Way.
She sweeps an unruly ginger curl off her forehead. He gazes at her, besotted.
Why would I want to tell you that? Now, if you'll excuse me, I've got a job to do.
She presses her bracelet. Pincer-like arms extend from the middle of the large drone. Renfield leaps in front of his bride. Mila gestures. The pincers grab Baba, and she's flown towards the doors. Renfield chasing after her. Max shouts at the baddies. The baddies and wishbones race forwards.
We need to get control from whoever she is.
Max slips over. The baddies land on the drone and start hitting it. Mila gestures sideways. The drone swings Baba to the side, knocking Frank into the pews. Renfield goes to his aid. Mila runs up and over Emma, leaps and lands gracefully on the back of a pew. Emma falls over the pew she was trying to leap over.
Okay. You won't.
Mila easily outwits Faye and confidently swaggers towards the door, the drone holding Baba following. Suddenly, Mila's brought to the floor by Max grabbing her legs from under her. Her command bracelet lands beside him.
Baba! My snooky boots!
Renfield tries to grab Baba.
Just hand it over! You don't stand a chance against me!
Max scuttles away from advancing Mila.
I've got skills.
What? Ordering pizza?
Never joke about pizza.
He points the bracelet at her. She grabs it and they wrestle one another, each holding on to one end.
Pizza boy!
Don't call me pizza boy!
They fall rolling to the floor. The bracelet flies into the air. Mila ends up on top of Max, accidentally kissing him. Though they exaggerate their disgust, they secretly glance with shy interest at one another. Trying to keep his trousers up as they are impeding his bending forwards, Max picks up the bracelet. Mila launches forth.
Give it back!
Max throws the bracelet to his mother. The drone flies Baba towards her. Emma throws the bracelet to Frank. The drone flies Baba towards him. Frank throws the bracelet to Max.
Guys, I didn't think you should be throwing it around like that.
Why not?
Because of that?
Baba's being thrown into things as the bracelet is thrown from one wishbone to the other. Max catches the bracelet.
Baba, hold on!
He holds out his hand. The drone flies Baba past him. She hovers above the altar. Max presses the command button. Baba's dropped onto the altar. Renfield races to her aid. He takes her hand. The baddies land beside them. Then, Baba's recaptured and flown towards the door. Glancing down, Max realizes the bracelet's gone.
You're out here, pizza boy.
The drone closes around her, trapping her.
Baba, my snooky books! I'll save you!
Going somewhere?
The small drone on Mila's back allows her to levitate. Max grabs her foot.
Okay, so I could lose a few pounds. No need to get personal. Now, let go of my friends!
Mila flies out of a high circular window, the drone carrying Baba and Renfield following.
After them! Max!
The baddies fly after Max, still holding on to Mila's foot as she zigzags her way above rooftops. The baddies wrap their wings around Mila's head. Frank bumps into a lamppost. Mila weaves in and out of traffic and only just misses a red truck as the baddies have obscured her view. Max runs along the roof of a passing truck. It's slalomed against the side of two trucks as Mila flies between them. They barely miss hitting an oncoming car.
Can't see anything!
They're speeding towards a low bridge.
Right! Go right! No, that's the other way! Why didn't you go right?
That was right!
They're heading towards an ice cream van. Mila flies over it. Max falls to the tarmac. A yellow taxi and cars screech to a halt in front of him. More cars converge on his position. He's lost his trousers. He gets to his feet. Mila hovers in the air before him.
That was close, pizza boy.
Are you crazy? We almost got killed. You can't even tell left from right.
Bye-bye, pizza boy.
Oh, and give us back Barbara and Renfield.
Why are you all spinning around like that?
Concussed Frank falls to the ground.
The end is near.
Can't even tell her left from her right.
Max's trouserless condition causes havoc as he passes pedestrians.
If I was still a werewolf, I'd have shown her what's left and right. I couldn't save them.
You did the best you could, sweetheart.
But it wasn't good enough.
Welcome to my world.
I haven't got a chance against that girl. But werewolf Max does.
He regards Baba's amulet.
Max? No. Just one tiny spell.
Mom, he's going to turn us all into monsters again.
Max, what did we say about cursing the family?
But I won't change all of us, just me.
Max, magic is best left in the hands of the professionals. So...
Frank holds out his hand.
Look, I've been practicing. I'm practically a witch myself.
The amulet levitates between his hands, and as he casts a spell, green shimmering lights appear.
By fire, by light... like all things bright.
Storm clouds gather above them.
Frank, do something!
Prepare me for the fight.
Okay. What exactly?
Max throws the amulet into the thunderclouds.
On this magical monster knife!
Green lightning strikes Max's hands. The protester points. The family surge in to stop Max, but are struck with green lightning as the spell takes hold. A green flash of light completes the transformation as Max becomes a werewolf. Franks, now Frankenstein. Emma, a vampire. Faye, a mummy.
Great job, Max.
A man throws a line attached to a fishing float off a medium-sized fishing trawler. He kicks his TV to get reception.
Come on, old flickerbox.
He's knocked into the sea. As the starcopter and two drones, Renfield still hanging off the one containing Baba, fly past.
Right from the Star headquarters, join our favorite inventors, Marlene and Maddox Star, unveiling their mind-boggling tech to make the world a better place.
Welcome, folks! Let's take a look at our new Star Rocket Cruiser. Blazing fast ignition, 3 supersonic boosters. Carries a load of 50 tons, no biggie. Let's stay focused, because on top of it all, it's remote control. Simply press this field, and the burning chambers are preheated in 5 seconds. After that, everything is ready for takeoff.
Renfield's dropped to the high-tech landing pad in front of Mila's mother. The Starcopter lands.
Welcome back, my darling.
Hi, Mum.
Why have you brought me 3 creatures?
The husband was a bit too clingy.
And did anything else happen?
Well, there was some resistance among the wedding guests, but I was able to deal with it quickly.
Can't have been that quick. You're 14 minutes behind schedule.
Mila will make up for it next time, right?
Of course I will.
Okay, let's take a look at this.
A virtual globe.
Already? Can't we hang out for a little while before I have to leave again?
Mila... our project is to save mankind. There's nothing more important.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Right. Your new targets are... Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster. And Yeti, the Snow Monster of the Himalayas.
Okay. There's no way those two monsters are going to fit inside the Starcopter.
Then it's a good thing we invented this.
Marlene presents a high-tech, torch-like gadget.
What is it?
A shrinking ray gun. One day, all the world's plastic waste will be shrunk to the size of a single atom.
Wow. Nice going, Mum and Dad.
I'm going to make you regret the day you messed with Wilberforce Renfield!
Renfield falls out of the Starcopter.
Excuse me, we're the good guys. It won't hurt him, will it?
The process is completely painless.
I must warn you, I've got a white belt in karate!
Mila zaps Renfield in a concentric field of circular bands of light, and it shrinks him to the size of a child's hand. Mila crouches down to better view him. He karate chops her nose, tickling rather than hurting her. He tries to run away. Marlene picks him up and pops him into a glass sphere.
You guys are geniuses! When I grow up, I want to be just like you.
Of course you do. You're a star.
And we stars will make the world a better place.
I won't be long.
Waving the shrink ray gun in farewell, Mila races towards her starcopter, powered by circular air blades. She leaves the two drones, holding captured Dracula and Baba behind. Her parents watch her fly into the distance. Marlene regards Renfield's glass globe.
This was supposed to be the happiest day of my life.
Back outside the church, the Batties fly happy circles in the air above the monster-transformed wishbones.
So now I look like 3,000-year-old meatloaf again. Oh, I'm putting all your embarrassing photos online.
I told you not to play with Baba's amulet. You are absolutely impossible. Turn us back right now.
Huh? I'm sorry.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't?
Huh?
Frank's playing with an upturned metal bin.
Don't you remember? The first time Baba used a spell, she only wanted to change Mum into a monster. But the spell changed us all because
we were unhappy.
And we only changed back when we were happy again.
Great, so we're going to be monsters forever.
So I guess it's true. We're an unhappy family again.
Did you really need magic to tell you that?
I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
No, Mum. It's not your fault. It's Dad's fault, too.
Frank crushes the bin, holds it above his head.
What?
He throws it over Emma's head. It rebounds off traffic lights, window warning, a shipping container, bounces on the road, narrowly misses a car, bounces off the roof of their car, sending the Batties into the air. Delighted Frank catches it.
Okay, so I guess we're down to one responsible parent again.
Hey, look on the bright side. Now that we've monstered up, our odds of saving Baba and Renfield have risen exponentially.
I hate it when you speak nerd.
Look at us. We're faster and stronger. Mum's a vampire. You've got mummy magic. We can totally get them back.
Okay, you've got a point, I guess. But how can we save them if we don't know where they are?
With this.
Sweetheart, no offence, but you haven't exactly got the hang of that thing.
Baba's amulet.
Frank, no!
Frank drops the crushed bin he was about to throw on his toes.
Sorry.
Trust me, I can find anyone. All I have to do is think really hard about them. By day, by night, bring me second sight.
In the swirling green mist of Baba's amulet, Max spies Mila in her starcopter.
You are supposed to be finding Baba and Renfield, not your new girl crush.
She's not my crush. She's just a girl who I totally can't stop thinking about. She can't even tell left from right.
Where's she flying to?
He gazes into the amulet once more.
Scotland, Loch Ness.
That girl is our only lead. Can you get us there?
Sure. I know Baba's teleportation spell.
Couldn't we just book a flight?
There's no time. Disappear pronto.
Surprising the Batties, they disappear in a puff of purple smoke and reappear underwater. A huge creature swims past. Max hastily repeats the spell. They reappear on a roller coaster, surprising the people mid-ride as they land in their laps. They're on the set of Sky News.
There are now claims that the former president is in fact a...
Who are you? Just fans.
Disappear pronto.
They arrive back at the church. Batty 1 and 3 are playing rock, paper, scissors.
So, we're back where we started.
I think that's enough magic, don't you?
Okay.
He throws the amulet to Emma.
How will we get to Loch Ness now?
Magmet. Here. Magmet.
Frank pretends to fly.
Is it just me, or is Dad making less sense than usual?
Yeah, Magmet.
Oh, he means bat jet.
Magmet.
Dracula's bat jet?
It's in Cheyenne's barn. Your dad thought it might come in handy one day.
Oof, Dad.
Do you even know how to fly it?
How hard can it be?
Very.
Come on, we're wasting time.
I feel strange.
Mum, what's the matter?
I feel... Oh, I'm hungry.
They arrive at Cheyenne's farm.
Cheyenne's still in India, so let's head straight for the barn.
Dad! Put me down!
Mum, I can't believe you had Dracula's bat jet all this time and didn't tell us.
Frank carries Emma over his shoulder.
Yeah, I
hungry!
Don't think Mum and Dad are really up for answering questions right now.
Oofda.
Dracula's bat jet is revealed as Max and Faye open the barn doors. The batties fly in.
The bat jet!
Ha! I knew it! That's no lawnmower! You'll need a pilot's license for that!
Ah, you must be Cheyenne's annoying neighbor.
He won't be annoying once I've drained his blood!
That's it! I'm calling the police!
Deep into my eyes, you're a beautiful dancer.
And now you dance the dying swan. The grisly old farmer performs the dying swan on tiptoes, arms gracefully flapping.
I'd forgotten how much fun this is.
He pirouettes on the spot. The family board the bat jet.
Oh, put me down! Oh, hungry! Let me go!
Frank obliges. Emma crawls, eyes blazing red with hunger, fangs long and pointy. She smiles menacingly at Faye.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Hungry!
Okay, that's not good.
She advances on Faye, who dodges around high-backed, red velvet cushioned seats.
I've got an idea. Keep her busy.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
Frank grabs Emma as she leaps.
Hungry!
Mom, I know what you're thinking. Trust me, I taste like a mouldy sandwich right now.
Max throws a red pill to Faye, who pops it in Emma's mouth.
Dracula had a stash of plasma pills in his food locker.
Faye, I'm so sorry.
You tried to drain me of blood.
Great parenting, Mum. Does anyone actually know how to fly this thing?
Renfield does, but he's kind of captured right now.
Maybe there's a manual in the glove compartment?
I don't think there's a manual or a glove compartment.
It's just a matter of discovering the user interface. It's probably intuitive, so if I'm the pilot and I want to start the engine, I just press, this.
The family jam their fingers in their ears. Max presses the button to stop the music. He presses another button. A device pops out of the cabin wall.
Oh, just make it start already.
A virtual Dracula appears.
Your wish is my command. I am your voice-activated autopilot, and yes, I really do look this good.
Dracula!
My knife!
Frank steps possessively in front of Emma.
It's okay. It's just a hologram. The bat jet is voice-controlled.
For those times when you've got more important things to do than press buttons.
So we just tell it where we want to go?
I guess so. Dracula, take us to Loch Ness.
I found three entries for Loch Ness in the local area. Loch Ness Fish Restaurant is 2.3 kilometers away. Loch Ness Tartan Manufacturers, on the other hand, is 3.1 kilometers away.
Loch Ness, Scotland! As fast as you can!
They supersonic speed past the nosy farmer neighbour still dancing the dying swan. Mila Starcopter swoops over the ruins of Urquhart Castle, perched on the banks of Loch Ness. She lands by the ruined tower. The drone, generally attached to her back, hovers before her. She presses the top of its shell. A hologram of Maddox Star appears.
Dad, I'm in position.
That's great, Mila. The Loch Ness Monster is your next target for Project Save Mankind. It has been hiding at the bottom of the lake for thousands of years.
She looks kind of friendly.
No, it's a monster, Mila, and definitely not friendly.
Of course. Sorry, Mum.
She spies the bat jet flying her way and tracks it with her gaze.
I'll have to call you back.
Don't you dare disconnect us. She's getting more willful every day.
Don't worry. We only need her to fetch the remaining specimens. Then her collection will be complete and her mission will be over.
Dracula and Baba are suspended in egg-shaped pods. The wishbones have landed and make their way along a path towards the castle.
What is that girl doing here?
Judging by the way she grabbed Baba, I'd say she's some sort of hunter. I bet she's here for the Loch Ness Monster.
That's ridiculous. Nessie doesn't exist.
Says the vampire to the werewolf.
I'm sure I'm right. Who are these weirdos?
Well, maybe it does exist.
Nessie sightings have been reported for more than 1,000 years. And, fun fact, since 1934, Nessie has been a protected species.
There is nothing fun about those facts.
There's her copter, but I can't see her.
Hey! Don't touch that! Who are you?
Where are our friends?
Pizza boy?
Yeah, I mean, no. I'm Weremax.
So you're a werewolf now?
Exactly!
At least you're not wearing those ridiculous trousers anymore.
Exactly.
Because you're not wearing trousers at all.
Exactly.
Mortified, he glances at Emma.
That's enough!
Emma flies at Mila, who directs her drone towards the vampire. It hits Max in the stomach and into the air.
Now, listen here, young lady.
Sorry, I don't really have time to listen, old lady.
She grabs and bends back Emma's index finger, painfully pulls her around, and sends the vampire slamming into a wall. Frank appears, towers over Mila. He strides forwards. Mila rapidly bounces her underwater helmet from hand to hand.
Which do you like better? Basketball? Or... football?
She kicks it into the air. Frank tracks its passage. It bounces painfully off his head. She catches it. He totters towards the edge of the tower as Emma staggers to her feet. He falls on top of her, unconscious, trapping her under him.
Frank, wake up! Up.
Hey, Supergirl. Time for a little hypnosis. Look deep into my eyes. You are going to dance like M.C. Hammer.
Mila holds up her mirror-visored helmet, reversing the mesmerizing spell. Faye hypnotizes herself, and against a swirling, multicolored backdrop, dances like M.C. Hammer, accompanied by four Faye backing dancers. Riding the small drone like a hoverboard, Max leaps off and lands on the tower behind Mila, glowering at her. Faye continues to dance.
Ready for round two?
Sorry, Pizza Boy. I've got work to do.
Stop calling me Pizza Boy.
Mila dives off the tower into the loch. Max dives after her. Mila swims along the bottom of Loch Ness, past a sunken rowing boat.
Mila, you all right?
Hi, Dad. Sorry for the little interruption earlier. Let's get to work.
Okay. Right. Where was I? Yes. We've added a little update to your suit to help you find the monster. The last attempt to find it was in 2003 using 600 sonars, which we hacked. We altered their results so they couldn't find the monster. But you'll manage in no time. Just follow the drone.
The drone detaches from her back and leads her past huge rock formations. The drone has eight legs, a luminous S on its shell, and bright blue lights for eyes. On its underbelly is a small compartment. It swims along the murky dark green bottom. Holding his breath, Max doggy paddles past the sunken rowing boat. Cheeks filled with air, he pauses. A large eel with teeth rushes him. Bubbles erupt from his mouth. He surfaces, gulps in air. His golden brown fur is soaking wet. Taking a deep breath, he dives underwater, and doggy paddles as fast as he can. He spies the light from Mila's drone and underwater helmet somewhere ahead, heading towards a sunken ship. He pauses by a craggy rock to watch, then swims on, past a yellow plastic bath toy duck. He bats it out of his way. There's purple light emanating from plants inside the sunken ship's hull.
Beautiful plants.
The drone admonishes her not to tarry. Then, further into the ship's skeleton, it pauses, legs rapidly curling and uncurling, as it impatiently waits for her to catch up. It sets forth once more, then suddenly stops and communicates with Mila by pointing with its leg and meaningfully flashing its eye lights. It emphatically points.
What is it?
It highlights Nessie, who has camouflaged herself against the inside of the wrecked ship. Realizing she's been discovered, Nessie swims frantically away. They chase after the terrified monster. Mila has the shrink ray gun in her hand. Nessie's cornered. Max swims in between them and Nessie, hands held up. Stop.
You? Again?
She points the shrink ray gun at Nessie. Max swims into her. They wrestle for control of the gun. It accidentally shrinks a big fish about to eat a smaller one, who, now bigger than its predator, turns tail and gives chase. Max takes the gun from Mila. She punches it out of his hand. The gun floats out of his grasp. She grabs it and swims away from Max, who shouts, then, realizing he's exhaled a lot of air, clamps his hand over his mouth and frantically swims upwards, bubbles pouring out of his mouth. Mila faces Nessie, who, with her big blue eyes, implores her not to hurt her. Mila steals her heart and shrinks Nessie. She grabs the tiny monster, pops her in a glass globe, and starts swimming back the way she came. But she spies Max sinking unconscious to the lock floor. She swims over to him, grabs him under the armpits, and swims him to the surface. The globe, helmet, and Max are thrown to the bank. She performs CPR. Max projectile vomits water into her face as he regains consciousness.
What happened?
That was pretty brave.
Brave? Me?
She smiles sweetly at him, regards the glass globe.
And also really stupid.
I won't let you take Nessie.
You've got to stop trying to beat me. You're only going to get hurt.
You saved me.
Of course I did. I'm one of the good guys. Oh, great. Because of you, I'm totally behind schedule again. Thanks, pizza boy.
My name is Max. What's yours? Come on. If we're going to be nemeses, we should at least know each other's names.
Mila. Mila Star.
Star? As in Marlene and Maddox Star, the tech wizard.
Well, I just call them Mum and Dad.
Whoa!
Yep, they're pretty whoa, right?
Those guys are geniuses. They've made billions with their inventions, and they give it all to charity.
They have financed 1,111 orphanages all over the world.
How come I know everything about the Stars, but I didn't know they had a daughter?
Well, they're keeping it secret.
Why?
They're geniuses. If they told me, I probably wouldn't understand.
Are you sure it's not because you're flying around the world trapping innocent witches and sea creatures?
That's a beast.
She holds out the globe.
She's no beast. Just look at her. She just doesn't want to be called names. Or be made fun of because she's different. And you definitely shouldn't take photos or videos of her when she's dancing. And put them on...
He slips off the rock he was sitting on.
And put them online for everyone to laugh at.
You've stopped talking about the monster, haven't you?
He gets up and faces her.
Good guys don't do what you do.
It's all for a reason.
And what reason is that?
I'm not supposed to say.
She flies away.
Wait.
Emma's still trapped under Frank, face still dancing like MC Hammer.
Wake up!
Can't touch this!
Wake up!
Look at my eyes, man! Can't touch this.
Mum, Dad, Faye, we've got to stop her.
Mila flies away in the Starcopter.
Yeah, that's not gonna happen.
Wake up!
Max slaps Frank's face, jumps up and down on his chest.
Wake up!
Finally!
We've got to get to the jet.
Can't touch this.
We have to follow that monster.
She isn't a monster. She's just made some bad decisions.
Back in the bat jet.
You were talking about Nessie, weren't you?
So you've got a thing for the weird girl who catches monsters.
No, there's just something not quite right about her.
Yeah, she's a kidnapper.
No, there's something else.
What?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Dracula, do not let that Starcopter get away.
Your wish is my command.
The dark purple Concorde-shaped backjet gives chase. The monitor above a coffin-shaped panel displays an in-flight information video.
Thank you for choosing Dracula Airlines. We hope you have a pleasant flight.
A body stowed in an overhead cabin.
Please stow your luggage out of sight and prepare to surrender your soul to the Prince of Darkness. That's me. Please remain seated throughout the flight, with your seatbelt tightly fastened at all times. In the unlikely event of cabin depressurization, an oxygen mask will fall from an overhead panel.
A bowling ball falls and hits a passenger on its head.
So that's where I put my bowling ball.
They supersonic fly towards snow-covered mountains.
Stop! Stop! Stop!
It lands with pointy nose stuck in the ground, the wishbones slam up against the cockpit window.
Jet, touch down. Gently.
It slams flat against the snowy plateau.
Welcome to the Himalayas. As you disembark, please remember your luggage and tell your pilot just how devilishly handsome he is.
The lowering metal gangway instantly freezes over. The batties are silhouetted in the doorway. Slender batty tree tentatively steps onto the gangway and balletically slides down the icy surface, executing graceful turns and flourishes worthy of a champion ice skater. With multiple spins, he reaches the frozen, snow-encrusted ground and promptly falls flat in his face. Small and round batty one slides straight down, finishing by his fallen friend's side. Rotund batty two backslides down, knocks into batty one, who bowls over batty three, just getting to his feet. They shiver, wrap their wings around them. Mila stands near her Starcopter and gazes down at the batjet.
You won't give up, will you, Pizza Boy?
The wishbones shiver their way across the deep snow-encrusted terrain.
I'm not wearing enough bandages for snow.
Look! Tracks! These feet are as big as yours, Dad.
Oofda.
These might lead us to Mila.
Oh, so now she's Mila.
Green-skinned Frank places a massive foot in the giant paw print sunk deep in the snow. He smiles in delight. Faye and Emma have their arms wrapped around themselves. Emma stops walking and regards her rumbling stomach. She slaps her hands over her belly, realizes it's not her tummy rumbling. Max comes running back towards them.
Yeti!
A great white fur monster gallops around the rock face towards them on all fours. It rears up.
And he doesn't look happy.
Yeti swipes a handful of snow from the cliff face, throws it at Faye. She dodges. It hits Frank in the chest.
I'm sure if we just explain nicely why we're here, he won't eat us.
Okay, you first.
Greetings. We come...
Yeti leans over them, roaring. A snowball hits Yeti's head. Frank steps towards Yeti, holding another snowball.
Oofda?
Frank smiles. Yeti's instantly smitten.
Love is in the air.
Oofda.
Every sight and every sound.
Frank hits himself on the head. Yeti does the same. Launches forwards, looking over the others in his haste to get to Frank. Joined together like a giant ball, Frank and Yeti roll down the snow-covered mountain until they hit a submerged rock. They fall apart and land on their backs, arms and legs outstretched. Yeti lifts its head and is hit by a snowball.
And it's there when you fall.
Standing facing each other, they deposit increasingly larger snow slabs on each other's heads. Now on their backs, Yeti and Frank make snow angels by waving their arms and legs outwards and in. Linking arms, they dance around in a circle, grinning inanely.
I'm so glad no one knows me on here.
Frank and Yeti leap off an outcrop of rock and dive headfirst into the snow below. Mila shrinks Yeti and then scoops it up and puts it in a glass globe.
Thanks for distracting him for me. Mila! Sorry, Pizza Boy. Gotta fly.
She puts the globe in her backpack, walks away. Frank struggles to free himself from the hole he's in.
I've got this, Dad. As a human, I might not be good at anything. But as a mummy, I can do everything!
Faye creates a snow whirlwind and sends it after Mila.
Faye, stop spinning! You're causing an avalanche! Mila!
The avalanche hits the outcrop of rock Mila's on, and she's knocked over the edge as it cascades down. Frank protects his family as the avalanche hits their position. Clouds of blue-white snow fill the screen. On clearing, there's a huge mound of snow piled up against an overhanging rock ledge. Frank punches it away.
We've got to help her!
Oh, it's all my fault!
Chasing after Max, Emma and Frank fall, then slip. They bowl Faye, then Max over en route. Sliding down the sheer pathway at top speed, Frank grins and chortles. Emma grabs Faye's wrist.
Don't worry, I've got you! Ah! Who's got you?
Sliding down the long ramp of a snowy pathway at super speed, they are launched off the edge of an outcrop of rock and freefall midair. Frank reaches his arms to the side. The others pencil roll towards a sheer drop over the edge. Frank lands in front of them. They bump up against him, halting their imminent perilous descent.
Where's Mila? Mila!
Max races to the cliff edge and almost slides off the end.
Hello? Mila! Hello?
Huh?
I'm here! Mila! Pizza Boy!
Hold on!
I wasn't planning on letting go! Can you see my backpack? There's a rope in it.
I'll get it. Don't go anywhere.
Here it is! Pizza Boy!
I can't find it.
Left pocket! Ugh! Red rope!
Max finds a tiny red thread in a side pocket, throws it aside, checks the other pocket.
You meant the right pocket.
I don't need a lesson. I just need a rope.
Stop! Can't have you fall down too.
Mila's ice pick hold fails. She falls, then grabs the rope. Max throws her. Emma holds his legs.
Frank, help us!
He's building a snow person.
Frank
comes to the rescue, pulls, and the trio are flung into the air. Max lands on his back, Mila on top of him. They smile shyly at one another.
Maybe we should get up?
We should.
Now?
Now.
Max, are you okay?
No problem. So, we just saved your life. I think you owe us some answers. What happened to our friends?
They're with my parents.
What are they doing to them?
I don't know. I just know that they need them.
For what?
To save humankind.
But how?
I don't know. They only tell me what I need to know to do my job.
So you kidnap our friends, track creatures out of their homes, and you don't even know why?
My parents have their reasons.
They can't be good reasons if it means taking everyone against their will.
My parents are the stars, the best and most noble people on Earth.
My parents would never ask me to do something like that. And they're not noble at all.
Oofta.
Mila, think about it. Something isn't right.
I've got to go.
Stay. We'll talk.
She shrugs off his hand, flies away.
Sorry, I've got a job to do.
Mila!
What?
Ask your parents what their plan is.
With a sad, backwards glance, she flies away towards her starcopter.
Oh, could someone turn on their heating?
Mila returns to the isolated secret star headquarters, the sky a brooding crimson gold above mountainous terrain. Stylish and imperious in matching space-age outfits, Marlene and Maddox are waiting. Mila slides down the wheel of her starcopter and strides confidently towards them along a connecting walkway.
Mila, you are 73 minutes behind schedule.
And you haven't even caught the final monster.
No. And I'm not going to.
What?
She stares defiantly at them.
At least not until you tell me exactly what you need them for.
You don't need to know that.
Why? Why is there so much you don't tell me? Why can't people know I'm your daughter?
Mila Starr, you are on very thin ice.
I think we should show her what happens to the monsters.
As a reward? For her insolence?
Marlene, it's time. She's proved herself. Come with us.
Mila walks smugly past her disgruntled mother, who scowls at her daughter. Back in the Himalayas, the Wishbones charge through a blizzard of snow as they labour their way back to the Batjet, leaving deep footprints in the settling blanket of snow. Max is way ahead. Frank provides a little shelter for Faye and Emma, who bring up the rear. Rounding a corner, Max turns to them. The Batjet is on the crest of a steep-sided approach path. Mila touches the sides of the glass lift in wonderment as it ascends.
At last they get to see what's on level X.
You certainly do. This is an exciting time for us, Mila. Your mother and I have finally found a way to save mankind.
How?
We have developed a machine which will allow us to live forever.
You mean no one will ever die?
No more sickness, no more disease. We will eradicate it all.
That's incredible! But what do you need the monsters for?
We'll show you, Mila. But no one else must ever know.
The secret lab consists of a series of glass domes linked by walkways to a larger central dome.
Wow, we are really high.
High enough not to be observed by anyone.
Why are they in there?
What do Dracula, Baba Yaga, Nessie, and the Yeti all have in common?
Definitely bad breath. But I'm guessing that's not the answer.
They've been alive for centuries, and we have found a way to tap into that immortal energy.
So no one will ever get ill or die.
But what happens to them?
Why does that matter?
I'm pretty sure it matters to them.
She gazes at Yeti imprisoned in the globe.
Abominations.
No, they're not!
Mila, it's okay. Nothing bad happens to them.
Really?
Have we ever lied to you?
No.
We're the stars! All three of us.
And we stars...
will make the world a better place.
Did she say it? I couldn't hear.
We'll make the world a better place.
One more time.
We will make the world a better place.
So, what do you say? Are you gonna get our last monster?
Consider it done!
Why did you show her all this?
To stop her asking questions.
They watch the lift descend.
Is the test subject ready?
Of course.
In the center of the lab, an oval pod rises inside a figure on a table, covered with a sheet. Frank and Faye warm their hands against a carefully contained roaring fire in the back jet.
Okay, so now we're here. Where do we go next?
I could find out where Baba and Renfield are, if Mum would let me have the amulet back.
I don't know if magic is a good idea, Max.
It's just a location spell. I've already turned us into monsters. What else could possibly go wrong?
Oh, you did not just say that.
Mum.
Okay, but be careful.
By day, by night, give me second sight.
Mila's Starcopter is heading towards an island.
Oh, wow. The unmistakable twin peaks of the legendary island of Tora Tora.
You found Mila again. Could you stop thinking about her for just 10 seconds?
I'm trying.
Max storms off in a huff.
You like her, don't you?
No, she's a know-it-all. And a show-off. And she can't even tell left from right.
Wow, he really likes her.
Oof.
A pathway of sun ripples across choppy waves, leading towards Tora Tora, dominated by twin peaks that guard a narrow inlet of water that feeds the lake at the center of the rocky island. Mila shrinks ginormous trees and bushes, hindering her passage.
I am a star.
A fierce cloud of dust blows her way and she spies the bat jet about to land.
It's a boy.
The jet hovers above the dense tropical island vegetation. The gangway lowers. Max hits the ground running.
According to the amulet, she's not too far away.
He pushes himself over a massive root. Mila shrinks it and he falls flat on his face.
You just can't stay away, can you?
Did you ask your parents what their plan is?
Yes, I know exactly what it is. But it's top secret, I'm afraid, so I won't be telling you.
Will they let our friends go?
No, I'm sorry. They're too important.
What?
I can't tell you.
At least tell us where they are.
No.
But they're our friends.
I'm sorry, I can't.
The Wishbones join Max.
Well, I'm sorry too.
Faye starts a whirlwind. Emma's poised to spring. Frank's on high alert.
Well, if that's the way you want it.
She readies herself to fight. Max raises his paw-like hands, and with each step he takes, the ground shakes.
Whoa.
A ginormous shadow falls over Mila.
Oh, no. Mila, it's not too late to change your mind.
The other Wishbones gaze up at King Konga. Max is puzzled that his steps forwards have lost their ground-shaking ability. Faye slaps his head. He turns.
Ow!
Uh-oh.
Emma hides behind Frank. The giant ape keenly regards them. Mila pushes her way through Max and Faye.
Out of my way. I'll shrink it.
Max has her shrink ray gun.
Are you looking for this?
Give it to me.
No.
Oh, really? You'd rather get squished?
Actually, when you put it like that,
The baddies are amusing King Konga.
I'll handle this.
You?
Sure. He's just a big, friendly, misunderstood guy.
Look deep into my eye.
King Konga holds Faye up to his face. She tries to mesmerize him. He scratches his head, bemused.
Oh, darn it. You are powerless against my words. You will submit to my... Oh, dear.
She recoils as he brings her closer to his growling mouth. Then they're both surprised, as the baddies have improvised percussive instruments.
So you like me? You don't like my moves?
He drops and then catches her with his other hand and she starts to wiggle her shoulders. Faye sings and dances.
Your sister's crazy.
Sometimes I think I'm the only normal one in my family. Sorry, hairball.
It's the rhythm of the island. I like the sugar cane so sweet.
King Konga wiggles his behind. King Konga plays a conga drum.
I guess that's why he's called King Konga.
Max body pops. Frank and Emma dance.
You're not enjoying yourself, are you?
Maybe.
Hey, we've got something you're not good at.
And you could do it better, pizza boy.
You tell me.
You are all crazy.
Everybody, gather round now. Let your body feel the heat. Don't you worry if you can't dance. Let the music move your feet.
Mila and Max dance happily together. Batty 3 plays guitar by a roaring fire. Emma cuddles up to Frank. Faye offers King Conga a banana plucked from a large bunch. He declines the single offering and eats the whole bunch in one go. Faye gestures her surprise, then, whatever, she walks away, peeling the remaining banana. Emma smiles indulgently at her daughter.
Faye?
Yes?
You were great back there.
I danced, Mum. Anyone can do that.
You knew how to connect with a gorilla. Not everyone can do that.
Yeah. I guess I just knew what he was feeling.
And you didn't need me or Dad to tell you what to do. That's why we don't watch your every move. We trust you to find your own way.
You know, I think I might enjoy working with animals. Maybe I could become a vet or even a scientist and discover unknown species like King Conga.
Sounds sort of sciencey, though. You might have to stay in school for that.
You know what? Maybe I will.
Max joins Mila on a fallen log. Fireflies glow in the air around them.
What's wrong?
He sits beside the sadly reflective girl.
I have never had so much fun.
You know, fun is supposed to make you happy, right?
Do other families have fun together?
Sure, that's what family is. A group of people who annoy you.
The parents play a prank on Faye.
And make you laugh equally.
King Conga joins in the fun, tipping flower-caught water over them, just as they had over Faye.
I'm pretty sure my parents have never made me laugh.
So what do they do?
They educate me. In chemistry, physics, athletics, music, arts, computers, Chinese, Arabic, Klingon...
Max regards her quizzically.
Klingon?
Well, just in case.
And do you want to learn all that stuff?
I have to be perfect so they're proud of me. Don't you want your parents to be proud of you?
But they are. Even when I mess up. Okay, maybe not so much when I lose my trousers. But mostly, yes.
His words sadden Mila.
My parents want my performance to be absolutely perfect. And even then, I'm not sure it's enough to make them proud.
Max slides nearer to Mila on the fallen log, his hand almost touching hers. He then places his paw-like hand on hers. She smiles, slides in closer, and leans against him. They stare out at the twin rocks and the narrow waterway leading to the ocean.
You're okay, pizza boy. You know that?
You're not so bad yourself.
Above, a comet streaks across a star-spangled blue velvet night.
She's already 5 hours, 23 minutes and 46 seconds behind schedule. 49, 50, 51.
Let's see where she is. Drone, locate Mila.
She's holding hands with a monster?
I'd say that was just an exceptionally hairy boy.
How many times have I told her not to waste time on other children?
I'm sure it's nothing.
How can it be nothing? She's with a boy, a hairy one. Who knows what ideas he'll put into her head?
Don't worry. I'll deal with it.
Faye is fast asleep on King Conga's chest. Turning in her sleep, she gently slides off and onto the ground beside the sleeping Batties. She cuddles Batty 1 and 3 to her. Frank has his arms wrapped around Emma, holding her close against him. Max is curled up asleep beside Mila. Her drone is flashing red and blue as it repeatedly nudges her. She wakes, presses its shell to stop the alarm, stares long and hard at sleeping Max, then gets up and follows the drone. It flies over to a large lichen-covered boulder. As it lands, Mila presses the shell again, and her father's face appears.
Mila, finally.
You're mad at me for being late, aren't you? I'm sorry. I can explain.
No, something has happened. Something terrible.
What? Where's Mum?
Mum is sick, Mila. Very sick.
I'm on my way.
Wait. You're the only one who can save her.
What do you mean?
The machine is our only hope to save your mother. But we need all five monsters to make it work. You have to bring back the giant ape immediately. Hurry, Mila. Every second counts.
With a heavy heart, Mila approaches sleeping King Konga, Faye lying beside the great ape. Mila averts her gaze as she reluctantly shrinks King Konga with her shrink ray gun. Then she flies home, high above the clouds, the Earth's curved surface on the horizon, the Aurora Borealis above.
Mom, please be okay.
In the secret lab, there's a body under a sheet inside the oval-shaped pod.
Dad! I've got him!
Excellent, Mila. Put him over there.
She places King Konga's glass prison globe against a small access portal on the side of an empty, egg-shaped pod. A robotic arm releases it into the chamber. The tiny glass bauble floats, opens, releases the captive monster. Unconscious, King Konga regains his full size and, like the others, fills his pod. Maddox and Mila watch the process. Then, Mila races over to the oval pod in the center of the Space Age lab. Maddox regards his command wristband, presses it. Huge robotic arms extend from a central sealing device and latch onto the top of the five monster pods. The process of draining the monsters of their vitality commences. Each glowing life force is filtered up into a large central nozzle that's pointing directly into the oval pod and the figure shrouded within.
I just hope you weren't too late.
The figure starts to rise.
Stars?
We make the world a better place.
Max wakes. Frank emphatically points to the giant ape-shaped depression in the ground. He turns to Max as the werewolf joins them.
King Kong is gone. So has your girlfriend.
I thought I knew her. I thought I could trust her. I thought
she really liked you.
Welcome to your teens, kid. We have to stop her. For good.
Marlene enters the lab.
Mum, you're okay.
Of course I am.
Then who is that?
She points to a replica of herself.
That's Mila.
But I'm Mila.
You are Mila 1.0. This is your replacement, Mila 2.0.
I don't understand.
You've been made obsolete.
Obsolete?
We haven't been completely honest with you, Mila. Our research failed. The life energy of immortal beings can't make humans live longer. We found that out a long time ago.
We had hoped we'd be able to make ourselves immortal. After all, it wouldn't be fair to deprive the world of our genius.
So, our next plan was for our brilliance to live on. Your offspring.
Offspring? You mean me?
In you. We wanted to create the perfect child. Unfortunately, you proved to be less than satisfactory.
But we stars never give up. We discovered that immortal energy can be used to bring life to the inanimate.
You made a robot and brought it to life.
Don't call your sister a robot. She is everything we wished for. She is perfect.
But what about me?
What about you?
I'm your daughter.
Okay, that's another teeny white lie. You're not actually your daughter.
You're an orphan, selected for your neural capacity. We acquired you.
You're not my real parents.
We are the stars.
And you are not. Get rid of her.
Yes, Mother. With pleasure.
Robot replica. Mila 2.0 advances on Mila, who flees. Mila closes the glass lift doors, scowling fiercely. 2.0 flies after the lift as it descends. Mila slides to the lift floor, arms wrapped around herself, devastated. Max is trying to track Mila via Baba's amulet.
Sorry, but I can only see clouds. Come on, Max. Concentrate.
I am.
So the one time you have to find Mila, you can't actually think about her.
I can think about her. I'm thinking about how she lied to me and got me to feel sorry for her. And maybe feel feelings for her just so she could trick me. Believe me, Faye, she is all I'm thinking about.
So, do you think you could do the teleport spell?
Mum!
Oofta!
It's our only chance to find Mila.
But the last time I did it, I nearly drowned us all.
So we'll just call that a practice run. Max, you can do this. You have to.
Glass lift still descending, Mila's surprised as, with a burst of magical purple cloud, the baddies and wishbones suddenly appear inside the lift with her.
Where are we? Exactly where we need to be.
You have got to help me.
Forget it, Mila. I'm not falling for that again.
The stars are insane.
You're just working that out now? Your family is crazy.
They're not my family. We were never a family. They bought me to turn me into something perfect.
What?
But I couldn't be perfect enough.
She fiercely hugs him.
And now they don't want me anymore. Hmm. I've got no one.
That's not true. You've got me. You've got all of us.
Mila cries as she holds him tightly against her. Frank puts his arms around Emma.
Oofta.
Batty One sobs his little heart out. The lift reaches the Star Family headquarters, far below Level X and the secret lab.
So we're back to believing the crazy girl? Am I the only one who has a problem with that?
I know I don't deserve it, but you have to believe me. And we've got to get away from here right now.
Or what?
2.0 is waiting.
Or that.
Hi. There are two of you now.
She is nothing like me.
The lift starts to ascend. The baddies frantically fly after it. 2.0 follows.
Who was that? An artificial life form. My parents... The people I thought were my parents used monster energy to bring her to life. I thought I was helping the world. Turns out I was making my own replacement. Sorry to interrupt. I just couldn't wait. I will not let you hurt my friends.
2.0 kicks away the shrink ray gun Mila aims at her. It hits Rotund Batty 2 on the head. Smallest of all, Batty 3 catches it, aims it at Batty 2, who flaps frantically away. Batty 3 chortles and lowers the gun, flies upwards.
Now we'll see who's the better one.
Mila flies into battle. Both have small drones attached to their backs. They make exactly the same moves. Mila becomes concerned as they enter the clouds, heading towards Level X and the secret lab. Mila becomes aware her double's disappeared.
What happened? Where are you?
2.0 flies past at super speed.
I'm on your left.
She knocks into Mila.
Watch out, I'm coming from the right.
As Mila tries to work out left from right, 2.0 grabs hold of Mila's drone.
Just kidding this time.
She pulls Mila's drone from her back and throws it over her shoulder.
No!
Mila plummets past the lift.
No!
Max dives out after her.
Max! Stop that lift.
Faye thumps the control panel. The baddies are laboring to fly upwards, Batty 1 still holding the shrink ray gun. Mila's drone hits Batty 2 and he plummets. Then, the drone flies him upwards. He nonchalantly drinks from a juice box using a straw. Amulet in hand, arms by side, Max dives after Mila.
Max, what are you doing?
Saving you! Not you!
Not to sound ungrateful, but... I think we're still going to die.
Listen.
I am so, so sorry. I shouldn't have taken your friends. I should have listened to you.
Mila.
I'll never, ever call you Pizza Boy again. And not just because we're about to be squished.
Mila.
Yes?
We are not going to die. Disappear pronto.
They reappear on the outside of the glass dome of the lab. Max drops the amulet.
Okay. That didn't quite go according to plan.
You can do magic.
Not as well as I'd hoped.
Along with the amulet, they fall off the glass dome. 2.0 spots them.
You again?
They fall towards a giant fan at the base of the structure. Max manages to grab the amulet as they reach the three rotating blades.
Disappear pronto!
Perplexing 2.0, they reappear a little distance away from her.
Disappear pronto!
2.0 grabs thin air as they disappear.
Disappear pronto!
A cat and mouse chase ensues as they continue to magically change position. each time only just evading capture. 2.0 finally hovers, searching, beside a star rocket helping to keep the lab afloat. She glances up as she hears them reappearing right above her. 2.0 grabs at them as they fall. Mila continues falling. Max reappears with 2.0 holding onto him. Mila grabs hold of 2.0, throws her aside. 2.0 swoops in and catches her. The girls fight. As they pass, Max grabs Mila. They reappear just above sun-kissed clouds.
The amulet's losing power. Max, close your eyes. Huh? Please, just do it. Think of your family. Think of what you have to lose and imagine being back with them.
As they skydive, holding hands, Max does as Mila's instructed. Ghostly images of his smiling parents and sister appear in the sky beside them. Max opens his eyes and smiles at Mila.
Disappear, Bronte.
They reappear face down on the lift floor.
Mila, it worked.
Oh, Max, thank goodness.
Emma hugs him.
Finally together again.
Feeling sad and lonely, Mila watches the family lovingly greet Max.
The curse is lifting.
Golden, shimmering light surrounds the family as they hug one another, but they remain in their monster form.
Is anyone else still a monster?
I don't understand. Why didn't it work?
Maybe one of us isn't happy.
Max, what is it?
I'm sorry. How can I be happy when Mila doesn't have anyone?
Don't be sorry. It shows what a caring person you are.
Oofta.
Max walks over to Mila. They're about to hug. 2.0 appears in the open doorway of the glass lift.
There they are, the lovebirds.
You don't know what you're talking about. You're just a machine.
You're obsolete, Mila 1.0.
Her name is Mila.
2.0 attacks Emma.
You're coming to live with us.
After all I've done to you.
Look into my eyes.
That doesn't work on me. I am perfect.
She pulls a trailing bandage, sends Faye spinning.
And I can't feel pain.
She kicks Max off as he bites onto her leg.
I'm to bring the monsters to my creators.
Frank advances on her as the lift rapidly ascends. The Batties, still flying on Mila's drone and holding shrink ray gun, follow. 2.0 easily dodges Frank's swiping blows.
I am stronger than he is.
She wrestles Frank to the floor.
Oofta. That means he forgives you. We all do.
Oofta.
So you crashed a wedding and kidnapped the bride and groom.
It's okay. Everyone makes mistakes.
Except our little star.
You cannot beat me. I am perfect.
Faye creates a sandstorm whirlwind. 2.0 grabs the training bandage, pulls. Everyone is sent spiraling in mid-sand-filled air that obscures visibility.
Faye, stop!
The stars avidly watch the lift approaching their Level X secret lab on one of a cluster of geometric, high-tech, hexagonal monitors. The spinning sand-filled cloud bursts out of the lift as it arrives and ejects the travel-sick wishbones in Mila, all tied together by one of Faye's bandages. 2.0 ties a bandage bow on top of Frank's green head. She lands with a malicious grin and strides over to join the stars.
Oh, more monsters! What a thoughtful present.
I'm so sorry. I can't believe I got it so wrong.
It's okay to make mistakes.
Even mistakes as big as mine?
Nobody's perfect.
He smiles at Mila, tied up against him.
You really are the best family in the world.
Tiny spheres of golden light sparkle around them.
Not now. I need the werewolf. This is not a good time to be happy. I'm unhappy. Who am I kidding?
Mila smiles at him. He reaches for her hand. The magical change from monster to human commences. Along with the rest of his family, Max rises, spiraling into the air, surrounded by sparkling lights and ribbons of gold. The stars watch incredulous, 2.0 bemused. The wishbones are now high above the floor. Their bodies glow golden from within. That suddenly bursts outwards. They are obscured by an incandescent explosion of golden blue light, shocking the stars. The light spreads out and lightning forks strikes every aspect of the Skylab. The screen fills with white light. Then, inside the lab, the family, now human, gently return to the floor, arms around one another. They are wearing their wedding outfits. Faye delightedly regards her hands and joyfully dances around.
Best family in the world! Ridiculous! Look at these sorry excuses for human beings. How can you stand people like that?
You're right. Max isn't perfect. And that's exactly why I like him.
Incredible! I bet none of them even have a basic grasp of quantum mechanics.
A monitor warns of the Batty's approach.
They've got the shrink rays. This could be our chance. Mila 2.0, get rid of them.
Time to go.
Max stops them from turning towards the screen. He slips the ostentatious rings from his fingers, shrugs his gangster coat from his shoulders.
Nobody's perfect. And the sooner we realize that, the happier we'll all be. We don't need to dress like someone else to impress people. We're all okay just the way we are. And that's what makes life interesting.
Perfect is boring.
Oh, what nonsense. Only those who are perfect will be liked by others.
2.0 somersaults to land in front of Max.
I am perfect. I don't want to be perfect at all. Correct. And you never will be. You're full of flaws. And that's what makes me human.
On the monitor, Batty 2 bumps into Batty 1, causing him to drop the shrink ray gun.
I need more time.
The Milas prepare to fight.
I'm only human. Of flesh and blood I'm made.
In pizza-decorated boxers, tight waistcoat and shirt, Max does a little body-popping dance and awkwardly moonwalks in his gold high-tops. He flaps his arms, stares meaningfully at Faye. She presses the touchscreen on her mobile.
I'm only human, a flesh and blood I'm made.
The stars and 2.0 watch bemused. Mila joins him, and they awkwardly sing and dance together, Max falling to the floor when Mila spins him. She encourages the wishbones forwards.
What are you doing?
Finally having fun!
That is awful.
No, it's beyond awful.
Having fun. It is so, so...
Born to make mistakes!
Ordinary.
Oh, human.
The wishbones join Max and Mila, who accidentally bump noses as they dance. The Batties have arrived with Mila's drone and shrink ray gun.
We finally made it! Quickly, over here!
Batty 1 throws the shrink ray gun to Max, and he tumbles to the floor as he catches it. Kneeling, he aims it at 2.0. Her eyes closed, Mila accidentally dances into him, and he shrinks Maddox.
Never.
Maddox hangs off Max's arm.
Get off me!
Max aims the shrink ray gun at Marlene in 2.0. Maddox kicks Max's face, the lad spins off balance, and zaps the lab's glass dome.
Stop! What are you doing? I am going to shrink all of you!
He shrinks Marlene.
You shrunk my parents!
Now it's your turn!
2.0 flies out of harm's way as Max repeatedly fires at her. The stars are hanging from his arms, unbalancing him.
We have to free the monsters. Quickly!
What about Max?
We believe in him. He'll do it. Somehow.
You cannot hit me. I am perfect!
We have to open the tanks.
Yes, but how?
Push all the buttons!
But what if we push a wrong one?
Oh, they only have self-destruct buttons in movies.
I hope those are not famous last words!
Open, you silly thing!
She thumps buttons.
It worked.
Freed King Conga menacingly towers over Faye. Max has finally shaken the stars off him and continues to zap at 2.0.
It's me, Faye! Your friend!
He sniffs her and smiles. Frank is about to press a button when the control panel is shrunk, yet he falls out and on top of Frank. Emma thumps buttons on her control panel and Nessie is released. Max continues to chase 2.0 and each zap compromises the structure of the lab.
Let's take the Starcopter! I have to stop them!
Mila grabs 2.0's boot.
Not so fast, Miss Obsolete!
The tiny stars struggle to get into the starcopter, then rapidly reverse off the landing platform and into the air. Emma races to Baba and Renfield's pods.
We have to hurry!
Once they're released, Baba kisses Renfield awake.
Renfield! Snooky Pops!
My darling.
Baba? Renfield? Are you okay?
I think Dracula's in very good hands here.
Dracula's left in his pod. A falling piece of ceiling breaks it open. Mila and 2.0 are fighting, each now wear a drone on their back. Max aims the shrink ray gun at them.
Stop!
Shoot her!
Shoot her!
Which one?
Her!
I'm the real Mila!
She's lying!
No,
she's lying!
Trick her!
Come on, Max!
Pizza boy!
Max! No! It's me!
Mila! You're Mila!
He shrinks 2.0.
Looks like you're the one who's obsolete.
You can call me Pizza Boy.
I will!
Faye and Emma trap her under a helmet.
You will do nothing!
They high-five. Dracula advances on them.
Finally what?
Finally, I will have my revenge on you all.
Sorry I asked.
All you puny humans shall bow to the Prince of Darkness.
He changes into a bat.
The Count of Bats. The Nightmare of Nightmares. The most beautiful.
Beautiful?
Really?
Yes,
beautiful.
I guess beauty lies in the eye of the beholder.
Whatever, sister. The most beautiful creature of the night. The ruler of Transylvania. The king of the world. The master of the universe.
Max shrinks him.
What's happened to you? Why are you so big now? Listen to me. I reign your ruler.
That's enough.
Renfield swats him.
Max, big, hairer.
You're safe now.
Oofta.
Yes,
I was about to say the same thing.
Batty 3 holds Dracula's wings and makes him dance. King Konga picks Faye up and dances with her. His ebullient heavy steps further compromise the lab's stability.
No!
A particularly heavy footfall causes the glass and steel ceiling to collapse.
The lab's falling apart!
Renfield grabs Baba's hand.
Everyone! Get to the lift!
Max stops running. The others are squashed inside the lift. Mila's still in the lab.
Mila, we have to...
She runs in the opposite direction.
You go ahead.
Not without you!
He presses the down button, then chases after Mila. The crammed lift descends. Max follows Mila as she sprints across the floor.
I need to save her!
I know!
As she reaches 2.0, a steel girder falls in front of Max.
Come on, I'll help you out of here!
Ugh, humans.
She flies onto Mila's back. Mila dodges falling equipment, spies Max, who is backing away from falling debris, trapped on an island of broken lab.
Pizza Boy is not going to make it! I won't let him die!
She dives after him as he painfully crash-bang falls through the broken-apart lab. Then, the back of his waistcoat hooks onto the jutting arm of a piece of equipment. The buttons pop off and he falls out of the waistcoat.
No.
Mila swoops after falling Max. And unbeknownst to her, 2.0 grabs Max's waistcoat.
Max, take my hand!
They grab each other's hands.
I've got you!
2.0 wraps the waistcoat around Mila's eyes.
I will end your imperfect life! Max, you need to guide us out of here!
Okay. Straight ahead!
Accelerate!
They fly between two collapsing mini-domes.
You know how sometimes you have a problem with left and right?
Max, I can do it! Left or right?
Left! Or the other left?
To the right?
To the left!
They just barely avoid a falling rocket blaster.
Right! Left.
Under Max's instruction, Mila successfully dodges the collapsing Skylab. Right. Max runs along a glass and steel dome.
To the right.
He spies the starcopter heading straight for them.
Crazy, imperfect children crash into us!
Mila complies. 2.0 is flung into the starcopter and it erratically flies into the distance.
Yay!
Yes.
Then, Mila and Max sit on a stony beach and watch the Skylab crash into the sea.
I guess I know my left from right after all.
How did you know that I would get it right this time?
The stars never believed in you, so you doubted yourself. That's why you always got it wrong.
But you believe in me.
With my life. Completely.
She kisses his cheek. The others find them.
Well, it's about time.
They walk towards the teenagers. The camera pulls back until the sea fills the screen, and then the bat jet is parked outside the church with a floral-decorated sign, "Just Married," on the plane's tail. Frank Boy Racer drives his car to Baba Yaga and Renfield's delayed wedding in Handbrake Parks. The freak monsters and batties are wedding guests. The Wishbones and Mila tiptoe in.
Will you, Wilberforce Renfield, take this woman, Baba Yaga, to be your wedded wife? To love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health.
I do.
Will you, Baba Yaga, take this man to be your wedded husband? To love him, comfort him in sickness and in health.
Do me that.
The newlyweds kiss. Monster Family 2, the end. Postcard images from the film accompany the credits. Further action occurs towards the end credits.
I've been reading books of old, the legends and the myths, the testaments they told, the moon and its eclipse, and Superman arose, the suit before he lived. But I'm not the kind of person that it fits. She said, where'd you wanna go? How much you wanna risk? I'm not looking for somebody with some superhuman gifts. Some superhero, some fairy tale bliss. Just something I can turn to.
In his castle, Dracula regards a postcard image of the Wishbones in their monster guise on his tablet.
Mortal fools. They're no match for my cunning. I will bide my time, and then when they least expect it, the Prince of Darkness will rise again!
At the open doors of his black tower, he cackles maniacally out across snow-encrusted mountains. Just for bed, Baba bangs on the outside of the large fish tank he's trapped inside.
Renee, my bubla! Have you remembered to be feeding Dracula? Making the weird noises?
Yes, again.
Sorry, my little snooky pooks. I almost forgot.
In dressing gown, Renfield shakes small flakes of food in through a feeding hatch.
Black pudding, my favourite.
Please look at the smile upon my face. See, I've been loving before. On a roller coaster, I couldn't find my way. Then your love came into my life and everything just changed. I thought I'd been in love, but never known, not like. You were the one who gave me a reason to carry on. Now you got me believing that you're the one. I thought I'd been in love before, but never known, not like this. Look into these dark eyes, see what beyond them lies. You got me, and now I got forever. And there's nothing compares to the love we made when we unite the fire you gave me. Change my life, you know you convinced me. I never knew love could feel this way. See, I've been in heaven before on a roller coaster. Times we had to even days I lack the strength to carry on.
Thank you.